towns in Connecticut go to court to battle the FAA over airspace redesign. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Under the Federal Aviation Administration's timetable, full implementation of next-generation air traffic control is more than a decade away. In the meantime, congestion over the New York metro airports in the airspace there has become unbearable. In the short term, the FAA's answer is to redesign the airspace over New York, which is making some people on the ground in Connecticut very unhappy. My guest today is Judy Neville, who is first selectman for the town of New Canaan, Connecticut, and who has taken on the chairmanship of the Alliance for Sensible Airspace Planning. Or Judy, at least I think you're the chairman. What is your official title?
Oh, I don't know that there is one. I've just spearheaded this effort for over a year. And we now have 12 towns. As of yesterday, Danbury has joined our alliance.
Oh, excellent. All right. We heard also that a couple of days ago, Weston, Connecticut stepped in as well.
Weston has always been in. Their Board of Finance felt that they needed more information, so I was invited to address them last week, and so I was there till about a quarter to 11. It was just an interesting group.
Okay, and they stepped.
And they did pass it. They passed it all but one, yeah.
Right, they stepped up and put out a $58,000 allocation
to
cover there. Let's back up a little bit for our listeners who don't understand this whole controversy for a moment and just talk about the issue in general. Everybody who has flown into the eastern part of the U.S., even if they haven't flown into the greater New York metro area, knows that congestion there is a mess. It affects flights in Atlanta and Chicago and everything else because of backups at JFK and LaGuardia. Tell us from your perspective how the FAA's planning for this airspace redesign has come to pass and played out.
Well, it's been in the planning for 10 years at least. And what is behind it is that there's a new corridor into Newark Airport to service Continental Airlines. And in order to open up the skies over Westchester to use the Newark Airport facility, they have moved all, they are planning to move all of that traffic east towards Connecticut, Fairfield County.
Okay.
So in addition to, you know, moving that traffic over, in order to do that, they have a new corridor coming in starting at above, it's way above Richfield, but from our standpoint in Fairfield County, it starts at about 8,000 feet over Richfield and down to about 5,800, 5,000 feet over New Canaan, and then 3,500 feet over the shore landing into LaGuardia.
Now, is this for departing and arriving flights?
No, this is arrivals only, and it's about 150 a day, although we have asked, I had asked the FAA when I testified in Washington in March, the specific numbers of flights, the altitude at which they'd be flying, the direction, all of this decibel levels, none of which I have received. Now, that information must be disclosed and is supposedly coming out shortly as an administrative report to coincide with what was issued in September called the Record of Decision.
Mm-hmm.
This is the supporting information, charts, and background that includes the DEIS, which is the draft environmental impact, replaced by the final environmental impact, the FEIS. So all of this background information we have yet to see. We have never received it, but this is what we are being told. So this will all be verified once we have this documentation.
All right. Before we get into anything too specific, I think a couple of the big questioners most of our listeners might have is, especially outside the area, is if you live in Fairfield County, are you not already kind of having conceded living near a major urban area? In other words, how big an incremental increase in the noise level is this change going to bring about for residents in your area?
Well, the whole decibel level discussion is a technical one, but we are in what the FAA refers to as moderate to slightly moderate noise levels. And again, the information that they used for those decibel levels is from 2000. So we do not have the information that indicates that we are going from 39 to 42 or 42 to 45, all of which is what is expected in noise levels. But that is still a significant increase for us because the planes are flying at such a lower altitude. And as an example, one of the things that was in the final EIS that we had not known about before in the draft was this holding pattern, which is about 50 miles wide, and it's all of New Canaan, Weston, and Wilton. And the holding pattern right now is infrequently used, and there's three of them around us, not over us, but they're infrequently used. But the more flights that they have, the more delays, the more adverse weather conditions, the more that they will have to use this holding pattern. So that means you have one plane flying at 4,000 feet and one at 5,000 feet. The departures out of Westchester, when that holding pattern is in effect, must fly under the holding pattern. So as whereas now they are flying directly up over North Greenwich and Stamford at 8,000 to 9,000 feet, they will have to fly under this holding pattern, New Canaan, Weston, Wilton, which would be under the 4,000 feet of the one circling plane. That is the lowest holding pattern, by the way, in four states for all four airports.
Okay, so
which is one of our really, really major concerns. It's a safety issue. They are now stacking planes. They've got departures under 4,000. They've got holding pattern at 4,000, 5,000. They've got arrivals into LaGuardia coming in over us at about 5,800, 5,000. They're just stacking planes. And so the noise level's got to increase. It has to increase. People say that they can hear and see all the planes now. And there has been a significant increase in the planes that are making a right turn over the east side of New Canaan into Westchester. And people who live on that part of town say that they're seeing them, you know, every few minutes.
Now, this word, the word safety pops up in this discussion periodically,
yeah.
And that's kind of a hard thing to pin down. An airliner flying overhead at 5,000 feet or 4,000 feet is perceived as a safety issue by residents just because they're afraid they'll if something goes wrong?
It's not the one plane at 4,000 or the one plane at 5,000. It's the corridor coming in over them. It's the takeoffs under them. And safety is, you know, there's the court of public opinion and there's the court of law.
Right.
And I think this in the court of public opinion is a serious concern. We live in a very densely populated area. And whether you're in Norwalk and you're on a lot or you're in North Greenwich and you're, you know, on several acres, you know, any accident would take out, you know, a number of homes.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when I presented in Westport to their Board of Finance, which was all but one unanimous approval, the former police chief said that in his lifetime, this is the biggest safety issue that he has ever heard of.
Okay.
So, you know, to a lot of people, this is more than noise and environmental and F4 issues, which are our parks. It's about safety. It's about quality of life. It's certainly about the constant noise and you know, having our overhead used as a runway.
My guest today is Judy Neville, who is first selectman in the town of New Canaan, Connecticut, and head of the Alliance for Sensible Airspace Planning, a group of towns fighting the FAA over the airspace redesign proposed for New York. We'll be back to talk more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Judy Neville, who is a first selectman in the town of New Canaan, Connecticut, also the head of the Alliance for Sensible Airspace Planning. Judy's group includes around a dozen towns, plus or minus, which have banded together in a lawsuit against the FAA to challenge the redesign of the airspace over the metro New York area. Judy, let me get into the technicalities of this with you a little bit, because the state of Connecticut already has a lawsuit. There are other lawsuits going. Is it really necessary for the towns to have their own suit in this case?
There are two different lawsuits for two different purposes, and we initiated our lawsuit before the Attorney General made any decision about whether he had standing and whether he would pursue a lawsuit. He was hoping to. He told us that he would like to work in partnership with us, but we did not know that. And his suit is under the DEP, so it's the Department of Environmental Protection suit, which means that he'll probably file under NEPA, which is the National Environmental Policy Act. And a number of states are filing under NEPA. There are, I think, now 10 petitioners. We are filing a suit that will certainly encompass some of these things, but we are also focusing and looking at airport violations. So, you know, there's a number of different directions in which you can pursue this. So we are working in partnership. We are sharing the same consultants. I do speak to him regularly, but they're two different suits with two different focuses.
Now, this is fascinating. When you talk about airports, are you actually going after, the port authorities or the controlling authorities that run the airports?
No, we're going after the FAA because they have jurisdiction over all of this.
Okay.
This is a airspace redesign proposed by the FAA, which is a federal agency. And we are filing, we have filed, both the Attorney General and the Alliance has filed in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. There's a number of filings, and certainly the County of Delaware, Pennsylvania, you know, they have filed in the D.C. Circuit Court, or it looks like now they're going to be in the D.C. Circuit Court, because the judges, a three-panel judge, has the right to bundle these cases, and we believe that that is likely that they will try and do that in the next few months.
Airplanes are going to have to fly somewhere. I guess I ask the big question in all this. I think probably residents acknowledge that, to some extent, this sounds to outsiders like a NIMBY battle or put it anywhere but my backyard. Is there a bring me solutions component to this? Is there an idea on the part of any of these litigants on what a good solution would be to the problem?
Well, we were never asked what a solution might be. That is part of the problem here, is they issued a final environmental impact statement without public review following that. They certainly had public hearings, a few of them, after the initial proposal, but not after the EIS. So that right there is that's incongruous. So, yes, There's a number of alternatives, and certainly at the very least you could move a holding pattern out over the sound. It shouldn't be right over our communities. But, other alternatives which have not been tried, and first of all, their technology is over 20 years old. If they were to update the technology, they could fly many, many more planes and certainly both departures and arrivals at a faster speed. They don't have that in place. The entire issue of emissions and the noisy aircraft. They've upgraded the aircraft, but not enough. There's still a lot of very noisy aircraft, and the draft environmental impact statement included the quieter aircraft. And that's just not the case. They're using a lot of the very old, noisy aircraft.
Well, the FAA's next generation air traffic control system has, just recently started to gel into a shape. And they're talking now about having full implementation by the year 2012. And actually, its smaller aircraft owners have been expressed more willingness to get on board with this than the airlines have, because it's going to obsolete some technology the airlines have already invested in. So, last report, China is going to beat us to this technology by, 5 or 8 years or something. Is there any effort to speed up the process of improving the technology so that these things
will
be streamlined?
Well, that's fundamental. That's the first thing that should be done. Absolutely the first thing that should be done. And to do all of this, they haven't done congestion pricing. They haven't looked at it. They haven't looked at consolidating some of these aircraft as opposed to flying them with a few people in them. The adverse weather conditions, which were not in the original draft proposal, It was all perfect weather conditions. You can't present a proposal with perfect weather conditions. Most all delays are caused by that. That's the primary reason for delays. And to suggest to the public that you're going to save 12 million minutes per year, we think is absurd. That's not going to happen. I mean, they're going to increase capacity. They are going to increase flights, period. More capacity, more flights.
Judy,
going to solve the problem.
Let me ask you specifically what the lawsuit hopes to achieve. Is it mainly to slow down and make them go through the process that you think they should go through, or is there a specific outcome you have in mind?
Well, success in this context is to have the entire redesign proposal returned to the FAA for review and to have a seat at the table. All of our neighboring states have filed suit. We were the last to file, which is why it was critical that we get this done. Connecticut cannot be left out of this redesign proposal, assuming that these other states succeed in getting the FAA to redo this, because then you know where all the aircraft's going to go.
Now things can.
And it's way beyond that now. I mean, you've got counties of Union, New Jersey, and Emerson, and you've got the city of Elizabeth, which has filed a minority impact suit, mm-hmm. which I think is a much, much different philosophical argument. You've got Friends of Rockefeller State Park Preserve who have filed. This isn't just about counties. We got Union County, Delaware County, Rockland County, you know, Fairfield County. You got NJCAN, which is an activist group in New Jersey. This is huge.
All right. Now, things at the FAA and things in the federal courts can move at kind of a snail's pace. Is there any concern that you might be back in a meeting next year authorizing another round of money to keep this thing going?
Oh, I think that's very likely. I think that's more than a possibility. It's a probability.
Okay.
Yeah, we have, the towns have allocated what we need right now for the one case, the opening brief, the closing brief, the one decision. If there are appeals, if there are any, new milestones in that, then obviously there's going to have to be more money appropriated. We've also, as you know, hired an advocacy group in Washington and lobbyists in Washington, and I was there this weekend meeting with them. We had think tank sessions around the clock so that everybody is on the same page and knows, you know, exactly what their marching orders are. So this, of course, is a lot of money, and this has only been appropriated for 6 months.
How big an impact is this on a budget of a town the size of New Canaan or these other towns in the alliance? Is this kind of a no-brainer because of the potential impact on the community, or is this a tough decision each year if it has to be made?
I think appropriating money is always a tough decision, and the people who have to do it ask all the right questions. But, you know, this is a regional issue, and all the towns agree that they need to be at the table, that they need to be players. We have Pound Ridge, New York, in our alliance as well, even though they're in the state of New York,
mm-hmm.
because it's affecting them. Matter of fact, it's badly affecting them. And the impact actually gets worse as you get up past Brookfield and New Milford. And we are hopeful that those towns will join us. I did visit with them 3 weeks ago, and Danbury's already come forth, and they're reviewing this as we speak in their town bodies.
Well, Judy, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out. You've taken on a lot, not only being a selectman, but also in heading this organization.
It's overwhelming. We're getting it done. We've gotten the contract signed. We had a 3-hour meeting today, you know, going through the last edits. So, yeah, we're moving ahead. Everybody's on. Everybody knows what we're doing.
Does the Alliance for Sensible Airspace Planning have its own website yet, or how would people get in touch with you if they had questions?
The website that we are currently using is Our Airspace, which is an activist group in Pound Ridge. But our advocacy group is currently combining that and working on a website that's going to have even more detailed information.
All right, Judy. Well, listen, good luck. Yeah. I know that you're working hard.
Thank you.
I know you're working hard on behalf of the people in your community and their quality of life, and
yes.
We will follow your story with interest.
All right. Thank you.
Judy Neville is a first selectman in the town of New Canaan and is the head of the Alliance for Sensible Airspace Planning, which is a coalition of towns fighting the FAA's airspace reorganization over the New York metro airports. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.